This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, I want to have a fun exercise with you guys. I think that there are only 8 players in the National Football League that can win NFL MVP. Now, if you've been listening to this show for quite some time, you know that I don't think that this is right, and that I think other positions should have a chance to win the award. Why was Saquon Barkley not the NFL MVP last season? He was the best player on the best team. He ran for 2,000 yards last season. I mean, I think he should have been considered to win NFL MVP, but didn't really have a chance. A couple of years ago, I was banging the drum for Christian McCaffrey to win win MVP. He didn't win it. I think you could argue maybe 3 years ago, Cooper Kupp would have been a very good suggestion. Now, it's not like they don't give you awards. I mean, they'll just give you Offensive Player of the Year, which has kind of turned into the everybody else MVP. Like, the NFL MVP is for quarterbacks, and then the Offensive Player of the Year, anybody can win it. A tight end can win it. A wide receiver can win it. A running back. You just can't get this award, which, okay, whatever. So I made a list of, I think there's 8 players who can win NFL MVP. I want to go through this list with you. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow. I think that's it. Let's go through the list. Josh Allen won it last year. I think that Buffalo has probably the best chance of being the one seed. Buffalo plays Kansas City and Baltimore at home. They also play, just by default, an easier schedule than the other two because they are in an easier division than the other two. Everything aligns itself for Josh Allen to have another good season, Buffalo to be a 1-2 seed, and Josh Allen to win back-to-back MVPs. I wouldn't consider him to be the favorite, but no one would be surprised if Josh Allen won NFL MVP for a second consecutive year. He's one of the 5 best players in the league. Patrick Mahomes, especially if the Chiefs wide receiver unit can stay healthy this season and their offensive line is improved, it would not surprise me to see Patrick Mahomes get back to putting up the big-time, gaudy numbers that it takes to win NFL MVP. If Josh Simmons lives up to the expectations, maybe Rashee Rice only misses 3-4 games this season and plays in 13 games this year. You got Xavier Worthy. Hollywood Brown plays in 13 games this year. You get one more very solid season out of Travis Kelce. The running back room stays healthy. I mean, he's already won 2 of them, and he's the best player in the league. You can't be surprised if Patrick Mahomes wins NFL MVP. Jalen Hurts. The only reason I have Hurts on this list is it is a narrative award. You guys remember, this was probably 5 seasons ago now at this point. Remember the Let Russ Cook? I know that we all like to make fun of Russell Wilson, but let's not forget it wasn't that long ago that Russell Wilson was one of the more popular players in the league, and it felt like it was a media push to try to help Russell Wilson win MVP. Remember the stat was going around that Russell had never received not even a vote for NFL MVP? And people just determined that that was wrong. I remember it like it just happened. I think it was actually early in the COVID year that the Patriots played the Seahawks. And at that point, Cam Newton was the quarterback for the Patriots. And it was actually a really, really good game. And the Patriots decided to go for it late. They ended up getting stopped. We were thinking, hey, you know what? I just saw Russell Wilson outduel another quarterback. He's got a shot. That's kind of how I see the Jalen Hurts thing going. If Jalen Hurts now, he has to put up the numbers. But Jalen Hurts, there has been a clear divide right now in the media conversation about Jalen Hurts on whether you actually think he's good or think that the weapons are around him more. The conversation around him is only going to intensify. He either proves people wrong by going out there having another good season, or something happens with the Eagles this year, he falls off, and then people are going to say, see, I told you. So Jalen Hurts, he's not one of my favorites to win the award, but he's definitely in the conversation of people who could win NFL MVP. Jaden Daniels. It wasn't that long ago that we kind of had an expectation that a quarterback in his second year would take a jump. Now, he doesn't need to take a big jump. He was pretty good last year. But if Jaden Daniels takes a 10%, 15% jump of what he was last season, that is a bona fide top five quarterback in the league. They possibly win their division. They're maybe the best team in the NFC. And you're the 23-year-old new star future of the league. They would love to give that player the NFL MVP. They would love to do it. So to me, Jaden Daniels, I actually think just based on kind of the particulars surrounding him, I think that Jaden Daniels makes a lot of sense. I don't really understand why Jared Goff wasn't considered more to win NFL MVP last season. I mean, he was the quarterback of the best offense. He threw for 72% completion percentage. He threw for 4,600 yards, 37 touchdowns, and had 111 quarterback rating. If Joe Burrow was the Lions quarterback and not Jared Goff and he put that season together, Joe Burrow would have won MVP last year. If it was just a quarterback that we liked or a quarterback that we thought was good last year, then the Lions quarterback would have won MVP. I don't know why we didn't give it to Jared Goff last year. Okay, whatever. I think if he puts together another one of those kind of seasons, in my opinion, he is in the conversation. Now, the Jordan Love thing, you might laugh at me and say, why do you have Jordan Love on this list? And I admit that this is just my own. I think Jordan Love is good. I really do. I think Jordan Love is kind of, you know what? He's my Kyler Murray. He's my Trevor Lawrence. The same way that some of you are holding on that Trevor Lawrence is going to turn things around, or Kyler Murray, or the way that our good friend Danny Parkins talks about Justin Herbert, that's who Jordan Love is for me. I still think there's a very good chance that Jordan Love figures it out, and we look at him as maybe the best quarterback in the NFC. He plays for a marquee organization. They end up being the one seed. They win the toughest division. Jordan Love takes a step forward in his third year as starter, and Jordan Love wins NFL MVP. They just love to give it to somebody new. They love creating and building new stars. That's what the NFL's really, really good at. Lamar Jackson goes without saying. He's already won two of them from a numbers perspective. He has another season in which he throws for 37 touchdown passes. He runs for 8. The Ravens are really good this year. Lamar will be there till the very, very end. And then Joe Burrow. From a numbers standpoint, Burrow was the best quarterback last year in the NFL. I know it's more than that, but if you're just looking at the raw data, the raw numbers, Joe Burrow was the best quarterback in the league. They've already given all of his friends NFL MVP. Mahomes has one. Lamar has one. Josh Allen now has one. Burrow, you're the only one that doesn't have one. If the Bengals bounce back and they go 11-6 this year, they end up being a really good team, they make the postseason, like, they were looking for reasons to give it to him last year. His team just wasn't good enough. If the Bengals bounce back and Burrow is basically what he was last year, I think that Burrow can win MVP. That's my list. I think it's 8 players that can win the award. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Rob, is there a player that you would take off of this list? Is there a player that you would add to the list of someone that you think can win the award?
So I would take Jordan Love off, but you already explained why he's on there, and you're going to laugh at me. And Texan will laugh at me, and that's fine. If you are going to put Jordan Love on your list, you cannot fail to have Justin Herbert on the list. If Jordan Love's on the list, Justin Herbert has to be, because they're the same to me. They are guys who, eked into the playoffs last year, played a road game, and were disposed of. And they were both guys that people think very highly of for fantasy sports and all those things, but the production on the field has been lacking as far as playoff wins and losses. They are also both on teams that are media darlings to take the next step in their respective divisions and go from the 6 or the 7 seed to the 2 or the 3 seed. And everything you said about Jordan Love applies to Justin Herbert. So if you're going to fight and you're going to tell me Jordan Love's got to be on this list, you can't fail to have Herbert. Herbert and Love are the Spider-Man meme. If one's on the list, the other one has to be on the list, which is why I would remove Love. But you want him on there, you can't not have Herbert.
The only reason I disagree with you about this is why I would disagree. I don't really see a scenario in which the Chargers could be the 1 seed. I could see a scenario in which the Packers are the 1 seed. Like, the NFC is just more open than they are. If you don't think that Herbert can win his division, I imagine you're not picking him to win the division. If you don't think so, like, if you don't think they're going to be one of the 4 best teams in the AFC, are they giving the NFL MVP to a guy who's the 7 seed or the 6 seed? The only reason why I would put Love over him or a guy like CJ Stroud, and again, I'm acknowledging that Love is more of like a feeling than anything is. I just don't think that Herbert can win the division. If you're telling me that Herbert can win the division and this is the season that you think Herbert can figure it out, then yes, he has a chance to win the award. I'm just going to guess that he's not going to figure it out this year, at least not figure it out in a sense the way that all of these other guys have figured it out. Not in the same way that Burrow has figured it out. Allen, the guys that we talk about as being the elite cream of the crop, the premium guys in the National Football League. I just don't think that's what's going to happen with him. So that's why I've put him off of my list. There's guys that I would say are honorable mention. Brock Purdy, for example. I don't think that he has the weapons to go out there and put up the numbers to win NFL MVP. I think Brock Purdy can bounce back this year. I say the same thing with CJ Stroud. If you're going to win MVP, you either need to be on a really, really good team and or you got to put up really big numbers. What numbers do you think Brock Purdy can put up this year? CJ Stroud, you better throw for 35 touchdowns if you want a chance to win NFL MVP. I don't know if your offensive line is going to give you a chance to win the 35 games to win the award. So that's why those quarterbacks didn't make the list for me.
We both know it's a narrative award, and I am by no means predicting this. But you're telling me Justin Herbert has a career year, they're able to topple the Chiefs in the AFC West, and maybe not the 1 seed, but they're the 2 seed to Buffalo, or they're the 3 seed. Buffalo and Houston have better years, and Justin Herbert threw for 35 touchdowns and 7 picks, and everyone raves about Harbaugh's ability. He did it without a starting left tackle, and he won the division that Mahomes has owned for a decade. Like, it's a narrative-driven thing, and if you're going to tell me there's a narrative for Jordan Love to do it, there is definitely a narrative for Justin Herbert to do it. Again, not predicting it, but for have one on the list and not the other, it feels wrong to me.
Yeah, if you're asking me right now, like if you gave me just a free bet, like here, I'm going to give you $100 on FanDuel. I want you to go ahead and do it. I want to say Jaden Daniels, but I think the Commanders are going to take a step back. I'm betting on Jordan Love. To hell with what you think. Judge me if you want. Judge me if you want. Right now, if you gave me a free $100, I'm putting on Jordan Love. I'm putting on the Packers figuring things out. I'm putting on the Packers being the best team in the NFC this year and surprising some people, and Jordan Love putting himself in that conversation. That's where I'm going. I'm going to stick with my heart. I'm not putting Jaden Daniels to win MVP. I think the Commanders are taking a step back this year. So, no. I know it looks good. What's the odds on Jaden Daniels winning the award? Probably 8-1, 9-1? He's probably pretty high up there. He was good last year. It's his second season. No, you know what? I think Jordan Love's taking that step forward. I'm putting the free bet on him. Coming up on the other side, let's switch gears. Let's talk some college football with Phil Steele. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. I tell you guys every year that there are certain things that let you know that football season is back. Hard Knocks on HBO is one of those things. The release of Madden. Also, when you have that 2025 Phil Steele College Football Preview magazine in your hands, is a sign to let you know that football is here. We're very happy right now to be joined by Phil Steele as we get you ready for the college football season. Phil, happy to talk to you.
Hey, always a real pleasure, Carrington. Thanks for having me on.
So, Phil, there's a lot of things to get into. Let's start with the Big 12. We got a couple of teams locally here in the Kansas City area in the Big 12. Let's start with K-State, one of the highest-ranked teams in the conference. I feel like you can make a case for about four teams to be able to win that league. Arizona State that won it last year. Utah is a very good team as well. K-State is also going to be in that mix. Let's start with your feelings about the Wildcats and their prospects of winning the conference.
And Carrington, I think you're selling the Big 12 a little short there. There's about seven teams that I think have a chance of winning it all this year. I'm going to go with Baylor, Utah, Iowa State, Arizona State, Kansas State, Texas Tech, and even TCU all have a shot. Now, when you look at Kansas State this year, I think what you're going to see is they're going to get great quarterback play out of Avery Johnson. Second full year as a starter. They got Dylan Edwards back at running back. Love Garrett Oakley at tight end. I think he's NFL caliber. Offensive line, they've got two starters back, and the defense is strong. And we know that Chris Klieman always has a top-notch unit. Now, the thing that concerns me a little about Kansas State, and the reason I didn't pick them to win the conference, is their schedule. They do have to play Iowa State, of course, in Ireland. And then generally that affects you the next couple of weeks. They've got that big game against Army 2 weeks later. Wouldn't affect them in conference play, but they do play Baylor on the road. They play Utah on the road, and they even play Kansas on the road. And Kansas gave them a heck of a game last year. So a tougher road schedule for K-State, but they're a legitimate contender and one of the seven teams I think can win the Big 12.
What do you anticipate from Avery Johnson? I think he's had a good start to his career, but maybe hasn't been a DJ Lagway or Lenore Sellers, that guys who have kind of become household names in the country is kind of anticipating them taking that next jump. I think he's been in that tier below. But this is a guy who has been in the same system for 3 years. It now feels like if he's going to take that big step, it feels like it's going to happen this upcoming season.
Yeah, and I thought going into last year, expectations were pretty high for him. Remember, some guy, Will Howard, went on to win a national championship as the quarterback of Ohio State, got booted out of there because Avery Johnson was going to end up beating him out for the job. So I think expectations were super high, and the stats were good last year, but they weren't as great as you thought they might be. I mean, 600 yards rushing, 58% completions. I think he definitely tops those numbers this year, and he should be one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
Right now, we're talking to Phil Steele, taking a closer look at the Big 12. We'll get to the SEC coming up in just a bit. That first game of the season, we're all excited for it. We're less than 2 weeks away. K-State against Iowa State. You're right. Maybe I undersold the Big 12 a little bit, because Iowa State is certainly a team that could represent the Big 12 for the college football playoff. Whichever team wins that game, you give yourself a substantial leg up on things. Not only is it a conference win, but you kick off the season right, and that's going to be a long plane ride back from Ireland if you lose.
Yeah, you hit that right on the head, Carrington. When you look at Iowa State, I love the job that Matt Campbell's doing, and he's doing it the old-fashioned way. He's bringing in freshmen, bringing them up to seniors, using the portal a little bit, but not a lot. And I did a blog on philsteele.com about homegrown teams like this. And I think you're going to find that the majority of successful teams this season are of the homegrown variety. Even Ohio State last year, which won the national title, they had 7 or 8 transfers, but the majority of the team recruited as freshmen. They're not bringing in 30, 40 players. And when you look at Iowa State, I like Rocco Beck, the QB. They do add a couple of transfers at wide receiver. They had to. They lost Nolan Higgins, but they bring in Chase Soule from East Carolina and Xavier Townsend from UCF. The offensive line looks like it's the best that Campbell's had there at Iowa State. And last year, midseason, they lost 2 games, but it was because their defense was all banged up. Numerous starters went down to injuries, and they lost to both Texas Tech and Kansas. I think the defense this year will be improved over last year, hopefully stay healthier, and I think they're a legitimate contender. When you look at their Big 12 schedule, you know, they're playing Oklahoma State on the road, Colorado, Cincinnati. Those are teams I picked towards the bottom. So it's a manageable road schedule for Iowa State. But you hit it right on the head, Carrington. This Iowa State-Kansas State game to open up the season is probably a Big 12 elimination game as far as who's going to contend and who's not.
Let's talk about the Kansas Jayhawks. I think a lot of people last year, they probably would have put them in that conversation of a team that could have won the league. They got off to an incredibly slow start. They then got right, and they were one of the more difficult teams. They were kind of dragon slayers there. They knocked off BYU. They knocked off Colorado. And then they had a chance to make a bowl game. They lose on the road to Baylor. Are you expecting Kansas to bounce back this season?
You know, originally, Carrington, when I looked at Kansas, I remember talking to Coach Leipold last year and going over the squad with him. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of seniors. They better do something this year because they're going to lose all these guys next year. And they did have gone this year from number 16 in my experience chart all the way down to number 77. So they're a lot less experienced. But the one guy they do return is Jalen Daniels at QB. And, you know, you look at last year's losses early on. There were a lot of games where they were leading in the fourth quarter and ended up losing. And they were all close losses. And as you mentioned, knocked off 3 ranked teams in back-to-back-to-back weeks. Would have made it 4 that they came up 2 points short against Kansas State. And after going over the team with Coach Leipold, they're in better shape than I thought they would be this year. With Daniels back at QB, the offensive line looks solid with Bryce Foster and Kobe Baines, both all-conference caliber guys. I like the running backs with Daniel Hyshaw and LaShawn Williams. Defensively, they brought in a good amount of transfers that should take hold. And I think the key games on their schedule this year are at Missouri on September 6th, at Texas Tech October the 11th, and then a big game against Kansas State. So there's some toss-up games on the schedule this year. If things break their way, as opposed to all those close losses of last year, they could find themselves in the mix.
Kansas feels like they're in the same conversation as so many teams when it comes to their quarterback and sort of an uncertainty of what he's going to be. We mentioned it with Kansas as a team. It also kind of coincides with Jalen Daniels was not great the first 6 weeks of the season, but played much better in the final 6 weeks of it. I feel like if Jalen Daniels is the player that we kind of projected him to be early last year, then KU's got a chance to win 7-8 games and be dangerous. But so much of it comes down to his health and his production this season.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head. You know, you look at 22 and 23, and those 2 years combined, he had 23 touchdown passes, just 5 interceptions. Now, Coach Leipold told me he felt that Daniels was pressing a little bit too early last year, and that's part of the reason he had 14 touchdowns, but 12 interceptions. He thought he got better as the season went on. We saw them knocking off all those ranked teams towards the end of the year. I do expect we're going to see the 2022 version of Jalen Daniels rather than the one that had an up and down year last year.
Right now, we're talking to Phil Steele. We're talking and getting his thoughts on college football. if you could see a sleeper team potentially winning the Big 12, the same way that Arizona State, I guess, was a sleeper team last year. They were projected to finish at the bottom half of the Big 12. Next thing you know, they have one of the best and most exciting players in college football, and they gave Texas a run in the college football playoff. If you could project that sleeper team from the conference, from the league, who do you think it could possibly be?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the team that is off a pair of losing seasons, and that's Cincinnati. And you go back to year one for Scott Satterfield. Generally, when a first-year head coach takes over, a lot of players transfer out. You have very few players left. And that was the case with Cincinnati. They had two starters back on offense, six on defense his first year, and they were much better than their final record would indicate. Now, last year, they opened up the year 5-2, but then lost their final five games. This year, they go from number 112 on my experience chart all the way up to number 26. Brendan Sorsby is back at QB. They add in Tyree Walker from Wisconsin, along with Evan Pryor, who's an Ohio State transfer that got his feet wet last year here. The receiving core looks dynamic. And watch Jeff Caldwell. He's an NFL-caliber receiver coming in from Lindenwood. And while that's an FCS school, the thing I found going through all these rosters with all the coaches, you actually have a better percentage of hits with these FCS kids stepping up than you do with the P4 kids that haven't played stepping down. He's a 1,000-yard receiver that's 6'5", 212, should have a big year. Offensive line, veteran group. Defense, improved. And remember, Dante Corleone, their outstanding nose tackle, was not 100% going into last year. Was banged up a good portion of the year. He opted to return this year because of that, to make himself a better NFL draft pick. That's going to help out the defense. And when you look at the schedule, I think they might lose to Nebraska in the opener. That's a tough one. It's right there in Kansas City, though. You probably get to go to that one. And then they at Kansas, at Utah, at TCU are the tough games. Pull an upset or two, this team could contend for the Big 12 title.
Let's move on to the SEC. We'll talk more national here coming up in a bit, but let's focus in on Missouri. Missouri, I feel like, has been at the top of that tier two in the SEC. I don't want to put them in the same conversations with the Alabamas or the Georgias or those teams, but right there in that next tier, I would say maybe 5 through 8, they've been very, very consistent. Do you think that they could break through this year and make the college football playoff?
Well, you know, I like the schedule. They draw one of the more favorable schedules in the SEC again this year, avoiding plenty of the big boys. And I think they're going to get off to a great start. You look at them defensively. I think that, Corey Batoon has done a great job with that defense. They've got a lot of players there. They added in a ton of transfers. They're going to have one of the better defenses in the SEC. The question mark is the question marks on offense. So they have a new quarterback coming in, and I thought that Brady Cook did a great job last year, especially that game he went to the hospital, came off the bench, and then led the team to the win late. At running back, they bring in Ahmed Hardy, but last year they had two running backs in, and Nolan Carroll. So I think they're a little bit weaker at running back. You look at the receiving core. They lose three of their top four receivers from last year, including Luther Burden. And then the offensive line, they've got two starters back. They lose three starters up front. So the question marks are on the offensive side of the ball. They should get off to a great start, though. Probably 5-0 their first five games. Then the schedule gets tougher. They host Alabama, host Texas A&M, and they have to play Auburn on the road, Oklahoma on the road, and Arkansas on the road. But, win the games like A&M at home, Arkansas on the road, and they could very well flirt with yet another 10-win season. Eli Drinkwitz doing a heck of a job there.
I also think it's really important this year for Missouri. A lot of the swing games that they could potentially have, they're all at home this year. They play the home game against Kansas. We're having a different conversation if that's on the road in Kansas's new stadium. They play South Carolina at home. Those two programs always play close games. South Carolina's a team a lot of people think could make the college football playoff. They have them at home. Alabama at home this year. Texas A&M at home. I always believe that making the playoffs is usually an intersection of schedule and talent. Do you have the talent to do it? Does your schedule break in a way? The schedule breaks for Missouri to have another double-digit win season. You just got to win the right 10 games.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of times, when I'm forecasting conferences like the Big 12 this year, or even the SEC, home away really does matter. Let's look at Georgia last year. Georgia was number one in the country in the AP poll heading into the season, but their three toughest opponents were Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas, and they had to play all three of them on the road. And guess what? They lost two of those games. Now, this year they're flying way under the radar, but their toughest three opponents, Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas, all have to play them at home between the hedges. And Georgia hasn't lost a home game this decade. Their last loss at home was 2019, and that's one of the reasons I picked Georgia atop the SEC this year. So I agree with you 100% there, Carrington.
right now, we're talking to Phil Steele, going through some of the top storylines. Let's shift from local and we'll shift to national. What I'm most excited about this college football season is a lot of the big, important teams, they play really big games in the first 2-3 weeks of the season. Look at the first week of the year. You got Texas against Ohio State. You got Notre Dame against Miami. You have so many of those really, really big games. Clemson against LSU. I feel like there's a group of teams that we have a lot of questions about, whether it's a change of coach or a change of quarterback. A lot of those teams play each other in the first couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah, and you know, especially the Ohio State-Texas game. Both teams lost a ton to the NFL. Now, I think Texas might return a little more. They've got the number one defense in the country. But they're both extremely talented teams, and you just wonder, what are they going to look like this year? And I think that's a great game right out of the box. The Clemson-LSU game is vital for LSU. They've been dropping all their openers. Brian Kelly has circled it, says it's a must-win for them. But I think Clemson might be one of the best teams in the country. That's going to be a great game to watch. I think you hit it right on the head.
What I'm excited about this college football season is if you look at the AP poll or the coaches poll, 7 of the top 10 teams all have new quarterbacks this season. I feel like usually when there's turnover at quarterback in college football, it usually means chaos. Everybody's quarterback is not going to hit expectations. Somebody's quarterback is going to be much better than we think. Somebody's quarterback is going to be far worse than we think. And that's why, to go back to what we were just talking about, that first couple of weeks of the season, we're not talking about a traditional college football schedule where you play 3 or 4 patsies to begin the season and then you get things going. A lot of these teams with new quarterbacks, they all play each other very, very early on in the season.
Yeah, you know, look at Notre Dame, the test they have. They've got a new quarterback, and they're going to Miami of Florida. And Miami, of course, one of the top teams in the country, and they're going to have a couple of really good defensive ends in Bain and Mesidor to put some pressure on C.J. Carr. The good thing for Notre Dame, they have a ton of talent, a really good supporting cast, one of the top offensive lines in the country. I believe I have my number 3 offensive line. They've got Love and Price in the backfield and an upgraded receiving core to help out him in this tough situation. But the thing I found, Carrington, is first road starts for young quarterbacks and young offensive lines. They generally struggle on the road in that first game, so a lot of these games are going to be fun to watch.
I'll get you out of here with these last couple of questions. Who do you think Indiana can be this year? Who's going to be the team that probably should college football playoff, but you know what? It was just their year. Everything kind of came together, and they end up surprising some people and being an at-large team for the college football playoff. Who do you think that team could possibly be?
First of all, I'm going to toss Illinois out of the equation for this fact. They were 10-3 last year, basically returned the entire squad. I don't think it'd be an Indiana type of thing if they made the play. If they have a legitimate chance, and they're just outside the top 10. I believe they're number 11 coming into the year. Two teams I'm going to throw at you, Carrington. I do like Nebraska with Matt Rhule. I think when you look at them, Dylan Raiola is going to be one of the most improved quarterbacks in the country this year. They have a veteran offensive line. I like the defense. Year 3 for Matt Rhule, he generally gets to 10 wins at both his other schools. And then you look at the schedule. They get Michigan at home. They do have to play Minnesota on the road, but they get USC at home. I only have an underdog in one game this year at Penn State. I got a couple toss-up games there. But much like you said with Missouri, if they can win those home games, I think Nebraska has a shot of making the playoff. And the other one is one of your Indiana type of things, is the fact that they were 6-7 last year, and that's Oklahoma. When I look at Oklahoma, they have one of the best defenses in the country last year, held opponents to 87 yards per game below their average, number 6 in the country. You look at their problem last year was offense. They had 0 returning starters on the offensive line. They lost their top 5 receivers due to injury during the course of the year. Well, this year they get those injured players back at receiver and get some additions. They actually go from a weakness to a strength there. Offensive line's now a veteran unit, weakness to a strength. Jay Knott comes in at running back and goes with last year's leading rusher, Javonte Barnes, so I think that's a strength. And then how about bringing in John Mateer from Washington State and Washington State's offensive coordinator and Ben Arbuckle? Then you look at the schedule. Last year they only had 3 SEC home games. This year they only have 3 true SEC road games. They get that big game against Michigan at home. It wouldn't surprise me if Oklahoma goes from 6-7 to making the playoff this year.
That is Phil Steele joining us on the show today. There's no better person in the sport to talk college football with. We are less than a weekend away from getting ready for the college football season. Phil, I have the ultimate respect for you, what you've built, what you've accomplished in your magazine. It's something I look forward to every year. I look forward to talking to you every year, man. Catch you in 2026 with probably a 24-team playoff.
Probably, Carrington. And, you know, one quick note for your listeners out there. The magazine is only available at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. So don't waste your gas driving around looking for it. Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, or you can go to philsteele.com and get the magazine. We also have an FCS magazine with 2 full pages on the FCS teams and an NFL digital magazine with 4 full pages on the NFL teams. That's philsteele.com. But always enjoy talking football with you, Carrington.
Absolutely. That is Phil Steele joining us on the show to preview the college football season. We are exactly 1 weekend away. Next Saturday, we get Iowa State and Kansas State live from Ireland. Rob, if I gave you a free bet on who you think's going to win the Heisman Trophy, who would you bet on it to be? I would pick Drew Aller. He just makes a lot of sense to me. He's going to play on a good team, very visible team, national team. He's a quarterback. I like Drew Aller. I think you get him right now like 18-1 if that's the case. Who do you like to win the Heisman?
So you're asking me who I think the favorite is or who I would bet on? Because I think that's two different answers.
I agree with you. No, the favorite I think is Arch Manning or Cade Klubnik coming into it. If you're giving me right now a free bet and saying, hey, place a wager on who you think is going to win the Heisman Trophy, I'd place it on Drew Aller from Penn State.
I'd go Lenora Sellers.
Okay, that's not bad.
I'm buying a lot of Gamecock stock this year. I quite literally have a Lenora Sellers Heisman vote. I think he's plus 1,600 right now. Like, if they are going to be this year's Indiana, and they're going to be the team that surprises people and ends up in the college football playoff, which a lot of people think that can be South Carolina this year, and he's going to go from, hey, a good quarterback in the SEC to one of those type of guys, he's going to have to make some noise in big games. They play Bama at home this year. That's going to be one of those games. I think Lenora Sellers is the free $100 bet. I don't think he's going to win it, but he's who I would bet on to win it.
Yeah, I'm thinking if you think Lenora Sellers is going to win it, I think you're kind of hoping that's kind of like a RG3 year, that like the top is maybe a little bit down at the position, and there's just a guy that just has like a really solid year. Like, I don't know if people kind of consider RG3 to be the best college football player that year, but he put up a good season. There wasn't like a traditional pick. There wasn't a traditional player, and they ended up giving it to him. I mean, I certainly am not against the odds of him winning, and he certainly has a chance to. And I've told you, I think either South Carolina or Florida, I think either one of those two teams end up making the college football playoff this year. We'll see how things play themselves out. Again, we're 1 weekend away from the start of college football. KU also plays next weekend. They have their game, I believe it's against Fresno State, right? That's the first home game against Fresno State. Are we having Klieman and Leipold on next week?
We are having Klieman next week. We're waiting on Leipold until the Missouri game.
Oh, okay. I got you.
We're going to try.
That makes sense. I get it. No, that makes sense. Yeah, I get it. Are we going to have Leipold after the Missouri game? Like, yo, why'd y'all get waxed the way that y'all did?
You know what I know we're not going to have? Drinkwitz.
Yeah, no, for sure. He ain't coming on.
That ain't a Mizzou fan thing.
For sure. He ain't coming on. We'll get Gabe.
He's invited. He's welcome to come on.
We'll get Gabe for sure. We ain't getting Eli Drinkwitz. You know, at this point, I don't even know if I want Eli Drinkwitz on the show. I think we're fine for the 2025 football season. I think we'll just try again next year to get Eli Drinkwitz on the show. Coming up in 20 minutes, Vern's going to join us. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, host of the Random Royals lineup on 96.5 The Fan.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I want to play some audio for our final time. Rob, after I play this, I want for you to delete the audio out of the account because it periodically will just come up at times. It probably shouldn't come up. Like, it'll be week 9 against the Buffalo Bills, and it'll be a Tuesday, and I'll just be like, you know what? I'm sorry. We got to take this detour. I'm going to play this audio for the last time, and I promise you I will delete this out of the system. But I have one final question to ask about this story.
A couple's 7-year-long love story. They tied the knot in May of this year, but it was quite the journey to get there. Luke first proposed to Sarah back in 2018. They had only been dating for 6 months, and Sarah wasn't ready to take that next step, but they continued dating. Luke went on to propose... I feel like you need to sit down before I tell you this.
I'm sitting.
He proposed 43 times.
I'm about to stand up and walk away.
43 different times before she finally said yes. Mm-mm. Some of those proposals involved castles, horseback riding, many fancy restaurants.
I can't. It's not even the number that trips me up. I can't imagine you take somebody to a castle to propose and then you walk away from that place disappointed. Like, I feel like that's the cheat code. That's what I feel like. I feel like that's the cheat code. But that's neither here nor there. If I set the over-under at rings purchased for this at 6.5, are you taking the over or the under on 6.5? Because there's no chance you are proposing every time with the exact same ring. You can't continue to double back with the same ring. Some of them have the same ring, right? Like, I don't think you bought 42 different engagement rings. I don't know what the return policy is on that thing, but I'm assuming the Zales ain't letting you just keep coming in and out, returning their property. If I set the over-under at 6.5 rings purchased in their relationship, what are you setting the number at? Are you taking the over or the under on 6.5?
I think I'd take the under. You're right. It's not the same ring over and over again, or at least I presume not over and over again. But I would figure after time 4, 5, or 6 getting told no, he probably gave up the dream on buying a ring for every single individual one, not knowing how many no's are on the horizon. So I would take the under. I think he probably had 4 rings purchased.
I'm sorry for bringing this up again, and I understand if you don't want to hear it again. It's just very few stories that we've played have broken my brain. I get why you guys get on roller coasters. I mean, I don't have any interest on getting on them, but they do look fun. They do look thrilling. I wish that I had the ability to get on roller coasters, but I don't have any desire to get on. I don't even feel tempted to go on a roller coaster. I don't understand this story. It just, it doesn't compute to me. It doesn't add up. It doesn't make any sense to me how this happened to this individual. I have so many questions about this. Like, I would love to watch a 60-minute story about these people and find out more about it. This is the wildest story that we've talked about on the show since that guy had the AI girlfriend. Remember that story on CBS? The guy had the AI and the real girlfriend. This story, I'm telling you, it has a hold on me. This has nothing to do with what we were just talking about, but I'm just going to get some of the random things out of my mind. Rob, did you realize they still haven't caught that guy in New Orleans?
We're still uncaught?
Did you know that?
We got one left, right?
Yes! There was 10 people that escaped. 9 of them have been captured. The one is still at large. We stopped talking about it because there have been no updates, no breaks in the case. There have been no nothing. Yes, that prison escape back in May, you would have thought by now everybody would have been captured. Come on now. I would have guessed. He had to have been the mastermind, right? If you've been able to evade the police for now 3 months, you're not in Baton Rouge anymore. You're not in New Orleans anymore. I assume at this point the cops, they just let you go. You know, when you play hide and seek and the person is just, they have such a good hide and spy. Like, all right, man, come out, man. I'm not going to keep looking around for you. What are we doing here? Did you know that? You probably completely forgot about that story. I forgot about it. One of them is still at large.
There's no way he's still in America.
You think he's dead?
I think he's abroad. I think he left. I think he crossed the border. I don't know if it's Mexico, Canada. I don't know if he's now in the Caribbean. I don't know where he is, but there's no way they, you know, we get a news story in 2-3 months that he was found in Tonganoxie or something. It's not, he is no longer in America.
I don't know. I have no clue where this man could be. I have genuinely no clue where he could be. I would want to know where he is, but no, that New Orleans prison escape story that we talked about a couple of months ago, that person, one of them is still at large. All right, let's get back to very serious sports things. I have a sports thought that I would like to share with you guys as well. Coming up at the top of the hour, Vern is going to join us on the show. We'll get back to the Royals. I'm a little disappointed that Shador is hurt, like just a little bit disappointed. Like, you know, there's not a lot, I think, to look forward to in the preseason. The Chiefs, I just don't find to be a very interesting preseason team. It's just we know the starters. We know their rosters. Like, it'd be one thing if Josh Simmons was a running back or Josh Simmons was a wide receiver. Like, he plays left tackle, you know? Like, I mean, how excited can you be to watch a left tackle play in today's game? Like, that's not even for the diehards. Like, I don't know what tonight's on a Friday night in the summer. If you're in watching the Chiefs second and third string, I'm telling you, you got a devotion to this thing. Clark Hunt needs to call you personally and thank you for your service of cheering for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm serious. If you're a season ticket holder and you can prove that you sat there and you watched all 4 quarters of today's Chiefs game, I'm telling you that a random Chiefs player or front office executive should call you and thank you for your true devotion to their product. I'm serious. No one loves the Chiefs more than you if you're watching this on a Friday. It's a warm, beautiful, not a cloud in sight. If you're at home watching the Chiefs, I'm telling you, you deserve something very, very special for them. I think the biggest intrigue now with preseason is Jackson Dart. I don't think we've ever had a preseason like this that the number one pick was as uninteresting as the Titans one. I'm sure Cam Ward will be good. I think he's going to be good. Is he somebody that you would stop and watch right now in preseason football? Like, is he somebody that if the Titans, and they do play today, they play the Falcons later today. Are you like, oh man, I got to go home. I got to watch Cam Ward's one or two starts, one or two series for today. I don't think you feel that way about Cam Ward. I watched a little bit of Jackson Dart in his first start, and I was like, all right, he might be a little better than I thought he was. You know, preseason lies to you. Like, you start to kind of tell your thing these stories about guys. I was excited to watch Shador this weekend. Now that he's not going to play, he's dealing with the oblique injury. I think that Jackson Dart has moved up the list. He is now the most interesting thing about the NFL preseason, and is he going to play well enough that the Giants just start him?
I think that's the most intrigue, but, I mean, I don't think they're going to play him in the regular season until they're forced to play him in the regular season. I think Russ is going to be the guy until it's just overwhelmingly that he's not the guy. I don't think Jackson Dart can do anything in the preseason to overtake Russ. So if you're telling me the second most interesting thing in the preseason or the most interesting thing is a backup quarterback for the New York Giants, then what are we doing? Why do we still have preseason football? What's the excitement? What's the intrigue? Like, oh, the backup quarterback for the Giants is the thing we're really locked in to watch, then we got nothing to watch. I'm not saying Jackson Dart's uninteresting or might not start a game this year, but if you're telling me that's the most interesting thing in a game in August, then there's nothing interesting happening in August. That's just a fact of life.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, I'm going to be watching for the running backs. They're all fighting for that start over Carson Steele. I mean, Carson Steele's the fifth running back on this team or fullback number one. Do you think there's any scenario in which they keep Carson Steele over their other four running backs? Is there any scenario? I mean, we're not even talking about Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. Like, why are we even discussing them? They clearly like Elijah Mitchell. They just got him in free agency. I haven't heard a reason why they would get rid of him. They just drafted Breshard Smith. I think Carson Steele is – I think he's either heading to the practice squad or he is heading towards just not being on the team. Or he's going to be their fullback. Like, maybe they end up keeping him. But one thing that we haven't really discussed is – we kind of had Rashee Rice's roster spot open for the early part of the season. If he's going to be suspended, he's not on your 53-man roster from the very beginning. Now that Rashee Rice is going to make your original 53-man roster, I don't know if you can keep everybody. You're not keeping Tyquan Thornton. You're not keeping Nico Romeo. You're not keeping Carson Steele. Like, somebody doesn't get to make the 53-man roster. Who is that person going to be? I think we'll figure that out when it comes to the Chiefs. We'll get back to football coming up in a bit, but coming up next, we're going to be joined by Josh Vernier. The Royals have an important home series against the White Sox. We'll discuss it. Keep it right here. So drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.